Avidly Roth， 一个高速度的电台。Avidly Roth， High Speed Radio， Radio Roth。
Roth Radio, Roth Live, in front of your naked, steaming eyes. B. Young live in the studio in the background. Turn them up there, Hutch. Let's hear that, baby. One man band in there. Play like Carlos Santana, is it? Ghost of Stevie Ray Vaughan, baby. There goes the ghost of Wilson Piggy. In the midnight hour, in the way my love come tumbling down. At midnight hour, in the midnight hour, in the midnight hour. Roth Radio. We got that out of our system.
How great was that?
That's our tribute to Wilson Piggott. What do you think, man?
How great was that?
That's how you do it when you're a musician, man. Nobody will ever accept me as a morning personality. But they'll always accept us as the guy who did music and got on the radio and did something just like this. Turn it up, baby. Yeah, get it up, baby. Okay, let's get to the really important stuff. There's so much stuff on the news. It's on CNN. It's everything. And I want to get right to the most important thing. And you know what? Start the loop one more time there from the beginning. And because this is so Paris Hilton. Here you go. Hit it.
While we're young and good looking, Hutch.
No. Stop. Not the music, just the car crash. Go ahead. No, seriously, go ahead.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Hang on a sec. Machine, recue.
Well, this is, this is the Infinity Studio here, so I'm going to fill time, as we usually do. There's the signal. At least we're not in a helicopter. Go for it, baby.
Just the car crash. You ready?
Here we go. After reading into her hacked emails and watching her do the nasty on tape with Rick Solomon, is there anything America doesn't know about Paris Hilton? Good morning, Robin. How are you?
I am swinging, Dave.
That was my version of production. What do you think? I felt that we should do more production.
With the car crash?
Well, you know.
That's the sound in my head I hear all the time.
At least till lunchtime, right? They asked me, have you ever felt like committing suicide, Mr. Roth? I go, not up till lunch, maybe. Brian, how are you? Be young, be bad. That was an amazing groove you got there. Animo. NMO.
I'm digging on Mr. Young over here, man. It's a pleasure just to watch him live.
Yeah, that's we got that.
Hook. Yeah.
We got a one-man band here, right?
Yeah, man.
Smoking. You got a Paris Hilton story? Have you, she ever come into the club when you were working in L.A.?
No, I never seen up in our spot, you know. But
I'm you ever see her sister?
No, I never seen them up in there.
You ever see her mother?
Nope.
Because now it's a trio.
Oh, it's a trio now?
I've seen them all.
Oh, it's an expanding issue. Robin, yeah. Where'd you see them?
Well, I eat a koi a lot in L.A.
What is koi? Oh, koi.
Yeah, it's a really great
Oh, that's
sushi
a face place.
Place.
That's
no,
a
pla- no, no, it's a sushi place.
No, I mean a face place.
Oh.
Well, that, no, yeah. That's like a British term that I use so people know that I travel a little bit. That's why I play the music that we play in the background there as well, man. You see. So people kind of know there's a few stamps in the passport. Yeah. Especially chicks dig it.
So when you're not thinking about suicide, you got other things going on.
Well, sometimes if the chicks don't dig it, I...
One thing just leads to another.
Well, hopefully not.
It's a train wreck.
That's been my life. This is my life. This is my reality series. She's talking about Koi, which is a sushi bar where a lot of faces... A
lot of faces.
Go. You recognize every face that goes there. And now including Robin McKay.
Oh, that was long before I met you, baby. But anyway, yeah, Paris will walk in and all heads turn her way. But the best part is that she walks out often and into a waiting car and kind of circles the block once or twice and then walks back in. And then 20 minutes later, she walks out again, gets into the car, circles, comes back in.
Does she actually eat anything at the time?
Or is, or I never is this... see her. I like to sit outside because I smoke, so she's always in the back, and I never sit with
I know the routine. Come on, you know,
I'm sure you do.
That's the 80s, man. You know that routine. Come on, listen. Like I start most of my business meetings, what are we pretending to not know today, baby? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah. It sounds like I sampled myself, doesn't it, when I do that?
That sounds dirty.
Well, no. Yeah, but we could test and see if it actually was me now.
That's
we have,
right. We got the kit.
We have the kit from Dave Vitale. That you know how I've told you before, you know, I start every day going, Robin, I'm not myself. and you always say, but who is? And I pretend like I accept that as a rationale for my condition. But now I can test and see if it really is myself.
How many strains of DNA am I carrying today?
Because When I go like by myself, you know, to the Thai food place or whatever, they go, Mr. Roth, how many? And I go, well, I'm schizophrenic. That'll be six of us. That way, if I drink the six beers, you know, there's not a lot of issue.
I'm quadrupolar today.
Quadrupolar?
Polar. Quadrupolar.
Up, down, sideways?
Yeah.
Well, it's Friday. It's the third day of the weekend. That's acceptable. In Paris Hilton's world. That's
Is there a weekday in your life?
I would say Tuesday. Not really.
Just because there's nothing on TV that day?
And you know, Mondays you make the extra effort. You know, like we talked about, we sang the song to somebody. We were talking about a lot of issues in the last week, and I sang, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make an ugly woman to be your wife. The existing theory being that when somebody makes the extra effort, it transcends whatever the current, condition is, right?
They say
fat girls try harder, so they're better in bed, okay? Hey, I'm not averse. I'll buy it. It's Friday. You try harder on a Monday because, you know, it's a Monday. You're used to that, you know, school or what. I'm a product of public school systems. So, you know, I know to make the extra effort on Monday, and I've had some pretty good drinking stories come out of Mondays.
And you always try to get that extra hour of sleep on Sunday night so you can have that oomph for
sure.
Monday. Never works. Never works.
Well,
I'm always up till 3 a.m. on Sunday night.
Well, it's a known fact. When you go climbing or camping or whatever, it's not the night before. If you're going to summit, like I've been to the Himalayas, and if you're going to summit, nobody ever sleeps. Come on. You've read all the adventure novels. By the 120th page, the guy is made it to the fourth camp. And he's at 27,000 feet. It's summit day tomorrow. Starts at 0:30. And every book in every language, he's got to lay in bed and listen to the tent flap blowing lonesome and terrifying in the freight train sounding winds and question his existence and his ambition. Or her. You know, you got Sandy Pittman now, you know, who tried to climb whatever. But you've got to write the book.
The lovely Sandy Pittman.
Oh, and the night before summit day, nobody ever sleeps. You hover. You know, before you do any kind of gig that's important, or before you go on a first date, for, you know, crazy. then you hover. I hover. You could slide a can of Budweiser between me and the mattress before, you know, the night before anything interesting, before a good gig, before coming to work or something like this. Then great. It's the night before that that counts the most. And that's a good camping trip. If you can get yourself to really sleep, not the night before, but the night before that, and really eat right and really sleep right, because nobody can sleep the night before. That's a complete myth. The idea of get some rest tonight. Yeah, right. Like if Paris Hilton called me on the show and she said, Dave, Sunday. She's a girl of very few words.
So I heard.
I'll settle for Dave. Sunday. See, like I would hand the rest of the show over to Animal. And I would like get to the Carnegie Deli because I know if you get the corned beef sandwich with the extra cheese, the slaw, the fries on the side, two glasses of Guinness, right? Like that.
So you'd be smelling real good for
it. Well, I need like 36 hours, you know, to get everything, you know, to flood the muscles, you know, Mark McGuire style, because I'm about to hit it out of the park.
I will tell you that her mother is a woman of very many words. Had a had an experience with her recently. I was at a clothing shop on Brighton in Beverly Hills, and Mom walked in, and I'm saying to myself, well, that's Kathy Hilton. And you, know,
and you were shopping. Is this a clothing store?
Yeah, it was a clothing store. I was trying some stuff on. But so I'm overhearing her speaking to the sales lady, and not very nicely. And she's trying to get the woman to take a bunch of money off this blouse that she wants.
What kind of a blouse? Like, how like expensive?
It was like a no big deal, $300 maybe. But she wanted it for half price because she was Mrs. Hilton.
Really, truly? Because
yeah, it's like you've got all the money in the world, and you're going to try to get this woman who owned the shop to take 50% off the blouse.
Okay, the working principle perhaps being that if Kathy Hilton wears it, that that's a working promotion. It's like wearing a placard, you know? That
yeah.
You hot like the guy who hands out the tickets for flash dancers. Allegedly. Knock it off.
I hate those guys. And they always come up to me, too. They're always handing these things to me, and it's like,
Whoa. I use them as waypoints for my recreation, baby. Like an airplane.
It's got a special room filled with
like the hunt for Red October, like a submarine. You give me a map, a stopwatch, show me where each point is. Here's where that placard says, go here. In 2 minutes, we're going to be at the VIP lounge. That may be them now. Hold on.
Yo. Hey, man. No, I'm working. All that.
It's my hands. That was a Paris Hilton thing I did.
That was very Hilton of you.
Well, you will like walk up the red carpet and ignore everybody. That's so cool. I don't want to sleep with Paris Hilton in so many variations. When I was young and handsome a few months ago, I did. I want to be Paris Hilton, baby.
Yeah.
No, because you can get away with. That sounds great, man. That's Brian Young noodling in the background. Here, don't play. Let him hear what it sounds like without you. Go ahead, turn up the track, baby. Let's see. Now play, baby. Play Paris Hilton's style music, man. Like sexy, baby. Sexy. And way overpriced. I want you to play way overpriced, baby.
She should be so hip.
You can't judge a book by a cover, but you can tell how much she's going to cost you, right? I think probably what Kathy Hilton's thing was is that if she actually is wearing that kind of gear, then it's a working promotion, you know, that she's walking around. And if you see it on her, then you want to emulate that lifestyle. What kind of a shirt was it? Was it anything
it's
in particular?
It's a regular blouse, no big deal. Button down, a no big deal blouse at all. And I'm sure that she's going to go around saying, oh, I got this at Avant Garde on Brighton.
Well, she may actually do that because I've seen her.
Come on, you really think she's going to do that?
No.
She's going to give away her fashion secrets?
Baby, you pay me to say it. Like my last girlfriend told. Well, she's not a girlfriend.
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, you know. If, I got to call ahead. That's a That's a relationship. A thing of beauty lasts forever, now about a weekend. Okay, Paris, I love you. I want to be you. Here we go. She's involved in a lot of lawsuits. This is coming from Page Six, coming out of the Post here, Page Six, where we get all of our best news, NewYorkPost.com. And everybody, we get a lot of emails actually in on this because we're broadcasting, I don't know how many millions of people right now between New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and we're on the internet. So beyond just the folks who are in the continental United States from Broadway to Cheyenne, the estimates are we'll play to about 7 million people a week here. And it's, you know, New York and Jersey is the keystone. But, you know, two-thirds arguably of what makes New York swinging is that everybody comes from somewhere else. That's why why it smells so interesting downtown where I live. And I mean that in a really good way, because when it turns dinner time, you turn one corner, you know where the guy with the placard for flash dancers is? I can't say the street, baby.
You don't have to.
But you know the guy. And you turn left, Boricua, ahora, baby, ahora mismo. You can tell because it's that's a different kind of cooking. It's a different kind of, you know, smoke in the air and whatever. When you turn right at the Shapiro's sign, you know, for the this old red Jewish kind of wine, you know, like Mogan David or whatever, then that's Hasidic. Hasidic, and that totally smells like Grandma Roth at the age of 90. You know, that's all, you know, that kind of. And then you turn left, and it turns into a whole different kind of thing. You know, it's become Chinese, actually. So,
yeah, then the other neighborhoods with the red sauce in the air, and it is, it's a city of smells.
Well, everybody comes from somewhere a little different here. Paris on the challenge of friendship. I met so many people, I don't even know some of my friends' names. Well, now, wait a minute. I think friends are a little overrated. I think she's talking about commitment here, Robin. I think she's talking about a level of perhaps interaction and bonding that perhaps you and I just may never have experienced. And I don't mean with each other.
I think she's probably bonded with the guy who does her hair weave and probably a makeup guy.
Do you think that you're telling a funny way of probably a truth, right?
Yeah. Did you ever read that book, Bergdorf Blondes?
No.
I'm
what
sure
is
you
that?
Haven't.
No.
Oh, it was a it's a chick book, but it was a fun story about the debutantes, or as they're calling them in this article, celebutards. But you know the
wait.
Rich,
stop.
Celebutards.
Stop. I venerate the art of writing. I venerate the art of reading. You know that. I'm saying it with a big smile. You hear it in my words. But I dump you not. And when somebody wins something like that kind of a term, that goes on a T-shirt. I want that. Animal, can you preside over manufacturing a T-shirt for me? I like it white. Okay. Make it Hanes, size large, and across in black. I want to use right, celebutard.
Okay, I'll take care of it this weekend.
I'm going to co-opt that. That's genius. Right. Who wrote that? Is there a name at the end of the article?
There's not.
Salutes, attaboys, credits, and the trip for two to the Buick, the trip for two to Hawaii, the Buick, and the dog food goes to celebutards. Play it. Is that celebutard music? What is that? What's the name of that? That's familiar.
Minor third harmony.
Okay. On women who stalk women. I would never say stalking. I'm not a dude. Like, I think a girl can only stalk a guy. She can't really stalk another girl. What do you think? I think a girl can certainly stalk a girl, right?
Yeah, apparently she doesn't watch court TV. They have all those great shows about stalkers. Have you seen them? It's my new favorite guilty
pleasure. I know how
there's a lot of lesbian stalking.
Well, you know, if you're stalking somebody like Paris Hilton, you got to kind of back off, kind of stay in the crowd a little bit, right? And then sneak up on her kind of slow-like.
She'd be easy to stalk.
I'm going to catch it now, baby.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
David Lee Roth, 一个高速度的电台。David Lee Roth, High Speed Radio, Radio Roth.
Paris Hutch.
That way, guys.
Can we row there? Roth Radio, rowing like we stole something.
We did.
Or robbed a pizza guy.
These are fabrications for your edification across the nation. Roth Radio, nationwide. Ruining it for everyone. New York, Dallas, Cleveland, you know. I'm not going to open up the phones yet because I've had a Buddhist moment. I'm going to share it. I'm going to go into my Buddhist voice here. That we're discussing Paris Hilton here, and I'm only searching for the truth. Robin is giving me that look like the same truth your litigating attorney always looks for.
It's my dog-loving truth.
Oh. Okay. The dog loves you. I love you.
Yeah.
God loves you.
Yeah.
Nick loves you. Here we go. Let's aim our love elsewhere.
Let's go back to Paris, Dave.
Here we go. Paris on the challenge of friendship. And this is coming out of page 6 from Post here. This is the only news that's fit for this show. Paris on the challenge of friendship, because the truth is found here, more likely in between the lines. On the challenge of friendship, I met so many people. I don't even know some of my friends' names. Robin, what do you think?
Ugh. I don't even know. How do you...
There's truth.
No, you can't call them friends.
Though. No, these,
you know so many people.
Okay, well, there is a truth to that element. Of course, there. Look, if Paris Hilton had an idea, it would rocket around like a BB in a dumpster, and then it would fall asleep from lack of company, right? But it would land somewhere near the truth. Listen, this is, I don't even know some of my friends' names. How many of you collect acquaintances? Oh, you know so-and-so. Oh, my goodness. You're a friend of so-and-so. Honey, look who's here. She's a friend of so-and-so. We love your song. What's the name of that song, honey? Oh, The Gigolo, right? And you collect names, and you become like the names that you associate with, whether it's downtown, you know, the land of the blue crew cut and the nose bolt. Oh, right. You're a friend of Billy Joel so-and-so from the new band Maroon Timberlake, right? Or is it? Or you go uptown, you know, to the Hamptons or the Upper East Side. Right, right. We met at the charity for the thing at the polo matches, which was the wristwatch convention. Right, right. And nobody really knows each other. Besides, I maintain there was a line from a movie, I forget which one, that good friendships are a little bit overrated.
How many good friendships does anybody have? Yeah, friends.
I think Paris is winning now. On women who stalk women, I would never say stalking. I'm not a dude. Let's just stop right there. Do women actually stalk? Is it possible for a... Okay, now there's...
Don't be looking at me, Dave.
Okay, but she's not reflecting on some of my prior court cases when I actually had a stalker. Okay, the girl who claimed that I telepathically robbed her brain.
Oh, yeah, and the Letterman woman lately.
Okay, I don't think that's the kind of stalking she's referring to, because the only kind of social context that Paris has ever revolved in is social. It's Diddy and J-Lo. And by the way, please refer to me as D-Ro for the remainder of the program.
Please don't forget.
They're holding up signs saying D-Ro.
Please don't forget. I want to hear Animal say D-Ro.
D-Ro, what's going on today, homie?
Turn him up there. Say it again.
What's up, D-Ro? What's going on today, homie?
Yo,
it, use it from the flip side.
Let us throw down,
baby.
We're going to Paris.
Paris Hilton, yeah.
Another day, yeah.
One side.
Well, I do believe that, you know, in her context, it's not possible for a girl to stalk a guy. Again, she's not talking about the stalker who jumps out of the stands and stabs you with a knife. She's talking about the dance floor. I think in our society, it's not possible. A girl can come up literally to a total guy stranger, sit down on my lap. Hey, a fella could get lucky. I see the look.
Hey, I've seen it happen with you. I've seen you have two girls on your lap.
Seriously.
And still smoke a cigarette.
Seriously. It's a totally strange girl, whether she's a professional or amateur or something in the middle, in any kind of social context, you basically come up, sit down on my lap, push past Animal, sit down on my lap, and there's no contest at all. put her arm around me, screw my haircut up, you know, give me a big kiss, breathe red wine on me. Hey, a fella could get lucky.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that stalking is in the eyes of the person being stalked.
Well,
because if you didn't like this girl, it would be a stalking. But if you dug it, then it's not stalking.
And in her environment, when she says, I don't think a girl can stalk another girl. No. For her, it's totally social. You know, she's getting a tap, the Vulcan nerve pinch on her shoulder in the ladies' room. Hey, I know who you are. That's how I would say it. if I was another girl.
Yeah. She probably gets one like, hey, Paris.
On travel. I was in Europe for the whole summer, and all there is like French. I didn't see anything because I wasn't in America. That sounds more like Valley Girl. Can you do that? It's called Sark 1, Sark 2, Sark 3. Sarcasm 1. That's your first class. That's your first lesson. You learn it in grade school on the Upper East Side, okay? And then you have sarcasm 2 when you get to be about 15 till 25 years old, and you become what's the equivalent in the martial arts of a black belt when you can speak like whatever. That's sarcasm 3, okay? Then go ahead. Sark 3.
Ew.
Well, like I said earlier, Paris is a philosopher of very few words, okay? So I'll use that as a reflection. Pick something like in politics or social issues, and I'll show you how she might answer. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we got the new Osama tape coming in.
Whatever. And if you think that's stupid, how many of you listening to me right now are going, it's Friday, whatever.
Whatever.
No, you have to do the hand. Like it comes, it comes out of your fingers. That's like Buddhist or something here.
It's like shooting string like Spider-Man. Whatever.
Oh, Sark 1, you're good at that. You do derision really well. All right, here we go again. On the nature of email, whatever I write in email, it doesn't mean anything. It's just words I write. Now, wait a minute.
Whatever.
No, this is good. Because didn't we do a thing earlier this week about the fellow who was on Oprah Winfrey?
Okay. James Fry.
James Fry? What was it, a million little fragments? Or a million
little pieces.
Okay. And now there's the issue that he fabricated all of this, you know, and the publisher comes out and says, well, it's a product. It's like soap and furniture and toothpaste. And it's meant to entertain. And it's just, it's not real, you know. And as long as there's impact, I mean, if you feel it, she did deal it. That's an old Buddhist saying.
With her dealing hands. After her shift was over, she's like, I'm clean.
How do you say whatever in Japanese?
Yakima.
Yeah. I just can't top that. This has become like an illumination moment. Usually the first hour is the opposite. You let off the pressure from the hangover from the night before, right? But we seem to be ballistic already. We're like straight up, huh? Okay, here we go. No, I don't think it means anything. That's what we do. We do in our culture what we call just thought I'd touch base. Hey, just thought I'd ring in. Hey, just checking in. Hey, what's up? Oh, cool. And you start going back into the monosyllables. That's Paris Hilton, right? And in fact, all we're doing is putting each other on hold. All those acquaintances. Do you really want to talk to all those acquaintances? You really want to share the weekend with all those family members?
You just want to make sure they still want to talk to you. Oh. You don't really want to talk to them. You just want to make sure they're still interested in you.
Excellent. We call it staying in the loop. Hey, just checking in. Stay in the loop.
You remember me, right? Yeah, the subtext is always, you haven't forgotten me, right? I'm still here to you, right? Okay, I don't know, I'm cool. I'm just checking.
And then you simplify it. It would go like this. My version of this would be, I tend to do it like James Bond, because I always think that it's Paris Hilton on the other end of the, on the other end of the cell phone, my new Razor cell phone. She's looking at me, why did I say that? Because remember when we talked about Creed cologne and you got a whole bucket of it? I want the new phone.
I got one. They're very cool.
I promise to call Paris Hilton if you give me one.
On the air.
No, here's how it goes. Hey, just checking in. Stay in the loop. What's up? Nothing. Touching base. Cool. speak to. Right? That's what she's talking about. I said absolutely nothing, but now you feel validated. I've shown concern. There's been interaction. On to the weekend, right?
On to the weekend.
I mean, I say it with a smile, but whatever. Okay, here we go. Coming from page six, this is unedited Paris Hilton. Go see. On spelling Israeli-born music movie producer Guy Osiris' name. O with an apostrophe, Siri. And her lawyer goes, do you know how to spell his first name? Just G-U-I-G-U. I've known him for a while. Animal, you have a Guy Osiris story, don't you? No. That's not Guy. You're talking about Cookie. That was somebody else.
Yeah, that was Cookie.
I want to hear that story later. Anyways,
okay.
On graph, I had, once again, bending into the truth. I didn't know them, but like, if I see them at a party, and she's talking about page six, they will come up to me, but I don't talk to them. So you don't consider anybody at page six a friend, asked the lawyer. No, definitely not. I hate page six. Okay, listen.
Oops.
Without page six, does Paris Hilton exist? Is that not how you buy a Paris Hilton record? Isn't this where you buy a Paris Hilton paperback, a Paris Hilton story? These are paperbacks for those of us who just too hip, gotta go, and don't have time to read, you think?
Absolutely. Plus, yeah, what you just said is so true. Who would she be without page six?
This is where you get... Oh, this is her story. This is her television show. I know she's done other stuff, but here's where you get what you're concerned about. You want me, you turn into the radio, or you go buy a record. You want Paris Hilton? Page six. And you can only get it here, baby, on Roth Radio. Let's go to Paris, baby.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
你已经连接上了 David Lee Roth, 准备去探索 Roth.直达在早上六点。Welcome to David Lee Roth. First thing in the morning, Roth, 6 a.m. Very consistent.
Kevin, live in the studio, play it, Brian.
Tribute to you know who. You're breathing them. Wilson Pickett. That's where I learned to sing. That was all youth club dance, like seventh grade and everything. Like,
first time I danced, it was seventh grade. I went to a dance at junior high school and danced to Mustang Sally.
There you go. And when I got into club bands, playing in bar bands and stuff, that was the ultimate. You know, there was always pop music available on the left-hand side of the Billboard chart. That's what you call it. When you're learning songs and you're playing 5 45-minute sets a night for cash, then you would tear off the left-hand side of the Billboard chart, the top 40, and then you would learn it. And, you know, you always want to, currently, I'm, you know, you always want to do what you know earliest as a kid. And when the starting of my musical education was not rock and roll at all. It was all soul. It was all, you know, what we know now as funk. It was Motown. It was, you know, all downtown. And you would spend all of your time trying to become, that was what was called a soul growler. And when you hear the women that I play here, you know, it's they don't have Little Simpson-sized voices. Those are soul growlers, you know, and they're playing stuff that you're not familiar with frequently here because these are bands that, you know, they didn't top out. It was a little too tough, especially these gals coming out of the 60s, the 70s, early 80s, whatever, people like Mother's Finest or Cold Blood, you know, and today's version of these girls like Pink or whatever. But you would always try to imitate the guys who had the most power. Keep in mind, mind that these guys all come from gospel backgrounds, all coming from church backgrounds, where the PA system, and I'm going to simplify this, where the PA system rarely is functional, a lot like here, Robin.
One of the DJs back early in Mr. Pickett's career dubbed him the psychedelic soulization.
Well, he had a psychedelic phase. Okay, they were like in Psychedelic Shack, you know, and all of this when the Temptations out. That was the hippie acid attention. But what he's the most famous for is from the early 60s, like 1961 up until about 1968, before everybody became, you know, before Haight-Ashbury and the Power Flower Children came into affect the culture. His was completely, you know, downtown, you know, with the peg pants and the, you know, sunglasses at night, you know, the little hat like Kevin Federline wears. I don't mean disrespect.
Or soul.
Yeah, but you would play that groove, and this is what you would rehearse in the shower. And I remember, you know, having my parents complain because I spent so much time in the shower that the paint would crack off of the ceiling. You know, that's where you play because you have resonance in there. You know, there's an echo, and also that water is hitting you. So though you're not really motivating around, you know, it gets the blood going. You know, you're getting a massage there. Boom, boom. Like, it's a lot like being on stage. You know, you motivate yourself there. And you would go for as long as the hot water would last. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Turn it up here. Jam with me one time. I'll show you what I mean. Go ahead. Say, play the guitar there, Brian. Go ahead, buddy. Maybe it is the Red Bull. That's how I get my blood going here, baby. Mustang Sally, that's what I think of when I look at you, baby. Roth Radio, ruining it for everyone else. New York. Short distance to Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach. What does Yakima mean in Japanese? We shared that earlier. I forget. We'll retrieve that. Don't forget, also, my sister Lisa is showing up all next week. I told you it's a reality series. You didn't even know I had a mother, did you? You didn't even know I had a family, did you? Well, not one that wasn't at the SPCA, right? Adopt me. Robin, if I follow you home, will you keep me?
Well,
I have empathy. I can love. Despite anything Page Six says.
That you will have to prove, my friend.
I am capable of love and relationships no matter what Paris Hilton tells you.
For 72 hours at a time, I'm sure.
A thing of beauty lasts a weekend.
Like I said.
I'm postmodern.
Preacher, choir.
We got emails from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Don't cry for me. Ese. Ahorrale, like we say in the Mexican, but here you say ahorra mismo. Miami Beach, Miami Beach. I get caught up. Norway, Omaha, Nebraska, Sydney, Australia, all the way to Poughkeepsie. Give a shout out to my main dog, Animal. Look at this. Where does this come from? Beverly Hills. Give a shout out to my main doggy, Animal. I have a Paris story meeting. Somebody has a Paris Hilton story of meeting her on the streets of wherever. You say you've never met her, Animal. Is that true?
No, I never met her.
Would you know her if you met her?
I probably wouldn't know her.
Just another stringy little white chick, right?
Yes. What, like, if she had a big booty, I would really recognize her. No, you know.
She has no booty.
That she does
well,
not
I
have.
Wouldn't recognize her because I didn't even know what J-Lo looked like for a couple of years. I never looked at her face.
This is why Animal and I have traveled from sea to shining sea. We pretend he's here for security. It just looks better on the passport. But yeah. You take me along for speed, dash, and general insecurity. That adds to the climbing story. It's really Animal's house.
Yeah. Al Dukes just handed me the story on Paris Hilton, and it says, Paris Hilton pees herself. Paris Hilton's publicists are trying to silence a Hawaiian taxi driver who claims that Hilton urinated in his cab and that she was too drunk to notice that she wet herself.
Where was this? Where was
Hawaii? That she was so drunk with her boyfriend Stavros, and that she peed herself in the cab. Cabbie claims he mopped up the mess with a towel, which I'm sure he's trying to sell on eBay.
I was going
to
say. Now, is it possible for Dave Vitale?
Well, I was going to say that the cabbie wants to. He plans to use Hilton's own DNA against her.
Okay, now
so we should get the kit down.
Well, there you go. We had David Vitale, the inventor of the home testing kit. Whatever, guys, get me the info on that so I can say what is .com and whatever. But he's the one who invented the home testing FBI CSI with the blue light, you know, and the little swabs.
How much fun was that?
Oh yeah.
The dirty bra.
It's TrueTestIncorporated.com. TrueTestIncorporated.com. And I'm wondering out loud now if Dave would be able to ascertain if this is truly a Hilton family member. Okay.
Her swab would come up green as in cash.
You think? But green is the color of intellect. But green is also the cover of jealousy.
I think with the Hiltons, it's just cash.
But green is a derivative of blue, and they are blue-blooded, right?
That's correct.
And I get blue. Well, I don't know how to say this joke.
Hey, Dave, I got a story similar like that, man.
Go ahead.
You remember the club in Hollywood called the Bulletin Board? They call it the Key now.
Sure.
Back in the day, that's where all the rappers and hip-hop hang out. One day, me and Busy was up in there, and Queen Latifah and Busy was hanging out. So, you know, they was dancing, kicking it. And then Queen Latifah, like, she told me to give us some napkins off the bar for she can wipe the sweat from dancing. So she wiped the sweat, and then she put it on the countertop, and I grabbed it. So I got her sweat at home in the bathroom.
Well, wait.
Have it to this day too.
I'm only proportionally entertained. I want Dave Vitale to come down. We're gonna take a swab of the latest Queen Latifah CD. And we're gonna take a swab off of those napkins. And we're going to determine if there's a Paris Hilton connection.
I wonder how long that stuff stays on the, you know, like how long will the sweat
well, it's
show
like
up
a,
on
it's
the
It's like
napkin.
A memory, baby. Yeah. It's forever.
I got it in a plastic bag, too, you know, sealed up.
Hey, come on. She's going, well, what's the price? Okay, bus to the Roth Show, $1.50. Taxi home, $2. Pair of underwear in a plastic evidence bag, thermo-sealed.
Priceless.
Inestimable. Roth Radio. Reading all the news that's fit. There's some good news here. Step aside, James Fry. Now, we brought him up earlier.
Yeah.
Again, and this is why I maintain that Paris Hilton is actually our Buddhist advisor here. You just got to read between the lines. Like with Buddhists, they never level with you. Have you ever noticed? No, it's all riddles and stuff. You know?
They talk pretty simple when you figure it out.
Yeah, but they talk like lawyers. Watch, you just answer with a question. Ask me any question.
Yeah, how are you doing today, Dave?
Well, how are you doing?
How is the rock doing, my butterfly?
What does the rock mean to you, my friend? Perhaps that is a great weight to carry around in your mind.
Ask the four-leaf clover.
Perhaps there is a five-leaf clover if you would simply relax. I could be a trial attorney or a Buddhist. Okay, all right. By the powers invested in me in the state court of Roth. We're going to a commercial. Life plus forever for you, animal.
Yo, yo.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. What I said. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Gotta know now. Guess you better slow your Mustang. Oh,
I'm going to sing the chorus. You wait on that commercial. He said it, baby. He said it.
All you want to do is ride around Saturday.